Paul was so zealous as a senior member of Congress, if you will, that his peers voted him to be chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. Right? He's in charge. He's given the green light to be in charge of this committee. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to show them Christians the true way. I'm going to go out and put them in jail and go around the land and persecute them. And many died and were put in jail because Paul was chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. He had great power and authority and wealth because of his position in the nation. And yet he says, there's one problem. I got captured. I got apprehended by God. And I realize that everything this stands for, I have to walk away from. Oh, Paul would have been glad to carry this message of Jesus Christ and his righteousness to his fellow brothers in the Jewish religion. But what happened was he had to give up religion in order to the calling as a saved man on his life. And I look at that for all of us here. It's not about today whether your last name is Purdue, for example. What it's about is integrity and honesty and recognizing that your blessing comes from the Creator, your Creator and your Father, and not from you. This is God's blessing. It's His grace poured upon my life. I have been given this place in society and life, and I recognize that. God, what do you want to do with that? It's not about rich or poor or ownership of or street person or culture or country that you were born in, whether it was affluent or third world. It's about what I have, I recognize God gave me. What can I do with my life as a steward because He gave it to me? And that's it. When you say, why do you call me Lord, Master? That means you're in control. I'll do what you tell me. Isn't that what that means? See, we lose sight of this. We have become stewards for God. We recognize all we are and all we will ever be was a gift. He created us. He formed us from our mother's womb. We sang that song from 139. Read that again. There's nothing you have that God didn't give to you. And Paul's saying, I've counted all dung. Everything I've been given in life as dung compared to the knowledge of Jesus Christ and who He is. And that's what he's telling us this morning. He's the great equalizer this morning for all of us here today. Because all he asks is to use what I've given you with thanksgiving for my kingdom. And I will say, well done, good and faithful servant. It's all it takes. And we'll all be there together. And he's not a respecter of persons. And some of us have been given much more by God than others in various capacities. Are we proportionate in our lives with what he's given us back to his kingdom and his service? And so Paul says, I'll put it all on record for you. I was so zealous about Judaism that I actually persecuted Christians. I was so on fire for God. It says being zealous for God without knowledge is death. You know, it doesn't do good things. It be likened to a strong pro-life person shooting abortion doctors or blowing up clinics. I am so zealous for God that I would murder. You know, it's ridiculous. Without knowledge, they're doing things. Anyway, Paul kept the rules. It wasn't until he became a Christian he realized he really didn't keep the rules. He said, covetousness killed me. It killed me. It slew me. He says, I will let go of my entire resume that made me look good to the spiritual leaders and the people that I've grown up in and become authoritative and all these other things compared to knowing Christ. Most of us would never have to give up what we have. But the thought is still the same. If Paul's heart was for the Jews, he even said, Lord, I would spend eternity in hell if you could just open the eyes of the Jews through my life and what I'm sharing. He was so willing for them, and yet he had to walk away altogether from the Jewish faith, the religiosity, the faith by works, the works, salvation by works, because it wasn't true. And I got this quote from Jim Elliot, who gave his life in Ecuador, going to a backward tribe there in Central America. He is no fool to give what he cannot keep, to gain what he cannot lose. Wonderful quote. He is not a fool that would give what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And Paul says, I've counted everything dung that I've ever done in my life compared to this thing of knowing Jesus. And I think if we look at Paul, what God is speaking to us today is you can't rest on your past experiences. I've had people come to me, I used to oversee 150 home fellowships. What are you doing today? I could go back to Garland, where I grew up, and I could laud, when they hear Mitchell, the name Mitchell, they think of three young men that grew up in this community and were superstar football players that won state championships and did all these glorious things. What are you doing today? See, it's wonderful that we have the experience, and it's wonderful that God has used us to do things in the past, but we can't rest on that today. The only way it translates into today is how we're using that past experience today. Today. That's what matters. And Paul said, I laid it behind. I had a teaching by a coach. I had a wonderful Christian coach in football. He taught these very verses about letting the past behind and moving forward. It's like every play of the game. It's 2nd and 10. There was an incomplete pass on the first play. He runs a running play. The guard makes a great block. It opens a hole up, and the guy makes 8 yards. Well, now it's 3rd and 2. If he rests on that great block the play before, what happens the next play? I don't have to block this play. I did such a great job the play before. The guy gets tackled, and they have to punt. Isn't that right? So he has to lay behind the play before, even though he did great, and concentrate on the next play and do great again. Or the team fails. And Paul's saying, that's what I'm recognizing. I lay behind everything that I am and move forward. I press onward and move forward. I count it dung. Sometimes we put such emphasis on our big dung piles we live in. My dung's bigger than yours. Mine's shinier and goes faster than your dung pile does. You know, it's fine to have big dung piles and nice shiny dung piles, but I'm just, you know... It doesn't mean anything in the kingdom of God at all. At all.